This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The Russian Federal Security Service says it's arrested a 48-year-old American from Michigan. The Russians say Paul Whelan was detained for spying. David Whelan told CNN his brother was in Moscow to attend a wedding and that his family is deeply concerned for his safety. In a Twitter message, David Whelan also said his brother's innocence is undoubted and he trusts his rights will be respected. Democrats take over control of the House of Representatives on Thursday with a promise to produce a funding bill that would end the partial government shutdown. But the legislation will not include any money for a U.S.-Mexico border wall. AP's Tim McGuire has an update on all this.
In an interview on Fox News Channel, President Trump says he wants to negotiate with congressional Democrats about ending the partial government shutdown.
I'm in Washington. I'm ready, willing, and able.
Trump adds that any such compromise would have to include billions of dollars for a wall along the border with Mexico.
We are not giving up. We have to have border security, and the wall is a big part of border security, the biggest part.
House Democrats say when they take control on Thursday, they will introduce a package of bills designed to reopen the federal government without approving funding for Trump's wall. Tim McGuire, Washington.
In her New Year's address to her nation, British Prime Minister Theresa May said finalizing a Brexit deal will lay the foundation for a productive 2019 for Britain. That is something her opponents say may be wishful thinking. The Prime Minister knows she has a steep path to climb for parliamentary approval.
Together, I believe we can start a new chapter with optimism and hope. We have all we need to thrive. And if we come together in 2019, I know we can make a success of what lies ahead and build a country that truly works for every one of us.
The next parliamentary vote on the Brexit package is set for the third week of this month. This is VOA News. NASA has begun 2019 with a major achievement. Its New Horizons spacecraft has snapped photos of an icy object called Ultima Thule, a billion miles beyond Pluto. At the Applied Physics Laboratory in the state of Maryland overnight, jubilation. It was 33 minutes past midnight when New Horizons got its closest approach to the icy mystery, about 3,500 kilometers away. Spokesman Mike Buckley talks of an expected treasure trove of information.
We'll see tomorrow 20 months for data from Ultima to ultimately reach Earth and for the entire package for the science team to begin looking over just this treasure trove of information, of data, in what is literally an archaeological dig in the beginnings of the solar system.
It is hoped that as early as Thursday, space scientists will get their first look at color photo close-ups of that mysterious icy object 4 billion miles away. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts has formed an exploratory committee for a 2020 presidential run. The lawmaker is the first of what could be a long line of Senate Democrats